sail to old Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised, the place where he was born and raised.
Soggy Mountain Boys from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And congratulations again if you came up with George Clooney. Today's history riddle answer. And Mrs. Edwards, we will indeed have more songs by Gordon Lightfoot this morning. I'll look for the one you just requested. And we'll also try to play a number of other requests we've had for Gordon Lightfoot throughout the morning.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
Broadcast broadcasting live. As if I needed to prove that to you from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and slbradio.org/radio.
That's what you get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me. Everything you had is gone, as you can see. That's what you get for loving me. I ain't the kind to hang around with any new love that I've found. 'Cause moving is my stock and trade, I'm moving on. I won't think of you when I'm gone. So don't you shed a tear for me, 'cause I ain't the love you thought I'd be. I've got 100 more like you, so don't be blue. I'll have 1,000 before I'm through. Now there you go, you cried again. Now there you go, you cried again. Then someday when your poor heart is on the mend, I just might pass this way again. That's what you get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me. Everything you had is gone, as you can see. That's what you get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me.
Nice picking there by Gordon Lightfoot. One of his earlier hits. He later indicated that that's a song that he regretted somewhat. At least in terms of the way he portrays himself in that song. That was a big hit for Peter, Paul, and Mary, and also Ian and Sylvia. Remake Learning Days is underway now, having begun May 4th, and continues through May 23rd in southwestern Pennsylvania. There are hundreds of free events throughout the region, and we hope you'll visit our studios and New Youth Media Center for several that we are hosting, including today from 10 until 1 o'clock. You can join us for today's radio program. We have a classical music ensemble from North Hills Middle School. Just after 10 o'clock, Brad Yoder will be here after 11 o'clock. We also have a teen writer. You can see our studios and more. It is today. So we hope you'll consider coming by if you've always wanted to get a look at our brand new space.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge now. It is time for our crossword puzzle of the air. There are eight letters in today's answer, and we're going to give you the ones right smack dab in the middle. The clue is invitation. Invitation. The fourth letter is R, as in rabbit. R, as in rabbit. And the fifth letter is T. T as in tiger. T as in tiger. So the clue is invitation. We are looking for an eight-letter word. We have blank, 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 R, T, blank, blank, blank. Good luck. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975 by telephone or text, or 1-888-752-7234. This is Fred Travers with a song I think you'll recognize. Phil Ledbetter on slide guitar. Phil Ledbetter along with Fred Travers at the Saturday Light Brigade. We're featuring a number of songs by Gordon Lightfoot this morning, and here is one that Mrs. Edwards requested from 1972.
The first time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon and stars were the gift you gave to the dark and the empty skies, my love. To the dark and the empty skies. The first time ever I kissed your mouth, I felt the earth turn in my hand, like the trembling heart of a captive bird that was there at my command, my love, that was there at my command. The first time ever I lay with you and felt your heartbeat close to mine, I thought our joy would fill the earth and last till the end of time. My love, and last till the end of time. The first time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your and the moon and stars were the gift you gave to the dark and the empty skies, my love. To the dark and the empty skies.
That song was requested by Jim and Blackridge, and a song that was requested by Mrs. Edwards will be coming up not too long from now.
I'm just looking for a good time to set my spirit free. What's your name? Tell me now, what are you drinking? You know it's getting late. Tell me, do you need a friend?
Coming up, we're going to have the correct answer to our crossword puzzle of the air. A number of correct answers have come in so far, and one delightful answer that fits, but is not the one we were looking for. Jay in Washington, the clue is invitation. He came up with flirting. F-L-I. R is in rabbit. T as in tiger. I-N-G. It fits, but it won't fit all of the letters. What a great guess, though. Stu just made a Gordon Lightfoot request. The first of the two songs he mentioned, Old Dan's Records, is one of my favorites. He also mentioned Don Quixote. Jim mentioned you heard Gordon Lightfoot in 1965 sing "The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face," a song he did not write, but interpreted beautifully. John and Addie in East Deer know our crossword puzzle of the air. Kathy and Tyonesta also got the correct answer.
I'm just looking for a good time to set my spirit free.
Linda is in beautiful Siesta Key this morning, and I'm glad you took us with us, or took you with us, Linda. She came up with the correct answer, as did Tommy in Virginia. If you're just joining us, we're looking for an 8-letter word. The clue is invitation. The 4th letter is R. And the 5th letter is T. And the 6th letter, we'll give that to you, is U. So we have blank, 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 R, T, U, blank, blank. (4) 1-2-200-5975 is the number if you'd like to join us. And a quick note, if you missed last week's on-air features showcasing Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh's best books for babies and the diaper distribution event that they were having. Also, the Society to Preserve the Millvale Murals of Max O'Vanka, Playful Pittsburgh's Ultimate Play Day, Elena Zhao, and accordionist and raconteur Steve Pellegrino. If you missed any of those features, they are available on demand now at neighborhoodvoices.org. Tom and McCandless is going to be the representative of the correct answers this morning. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for hanging on today.
I heard you were busy this week giving advice.
I was.
I guess that you were talking to Prince Charles about how it was to go through a coronation.
I don't think I was. I've never been coronated.
Yes, you have.
Oh, that's true. As the king, as the Northside Mardi Gras king. I forgot about that.
Right.
Yes. His crown probably won't be plastic. And I'll bet his robe is cleaned more than once every 10 years or so. Is that going on right now?
I think it is. I think it is. I think they... You know, the time difference between England and here. I'm not sure how many hours it is. It might be 6 hours or 4 hours or something like that.
I think they are either 5 or 6 hours ahead of us, depending on where daylight saving time falls in. That's something I've just never been able to... his or her own, but I've never been able to really get too into those types of things.
Well, I always hear about this coronation quiche that they have.
Hmm. Oh, yes, and, yes, I did read about that.
And that made me think, what did they have when you were coronated king?
They had, let's see, for, and I think coronated is my own invented word, crowned.
Okay.
I underwent my coronation. Let's see, jambalaya. King cake, since it was a Mardi Gras, you know, we had those types of things. And I think fish sandwiches, too. You always have to have fish sandwiches.
Have you ever heard of a Northside fried bologna sandwich?
Indeed, I have. Fry up the bologna until it's nice and trivially and thin, and stick it on some bread, makes its own gravy. What more could you ask for?
Well, when I came across the recipe accidentally on the internet, it says you need to add grape jelly.
Yes, to just add a little syrup. That's like the equivalent of syrup on the bacon with your pancakes. You have a little grape jelly on your fried bologna. Why not?
Well, I might as well give you an overture for that.
Ah, an overture, did you say? Overture?
Yes.
Why, that's the word, the introduction we were looking for. Overture.
I was thinking of an overture as being something the symphony orchestra does.
You know, that's kind of an introduction.
Is that the first thing they do when you get there is play an overture?
It is, although I always look at that as sort of a synopsis or an overview, although it is called an overture. But overture could also mean a business proposal or an invitation or any kind of invitation. He made an overture to me, or she did so. So it's kind of an interesting word. So well done. You're coming up with that. And a charge to you.
Okay.
Take care. That's Tom and McCandless, and a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you as well. If you came up with overture, the word we were looking for this morning, I believe I've mentioned all the correct answers that came in. If I missed yours, my apologies. We'll have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up with our high clue puzzle. Janice Carnes now with a song for this morning.
One morning in May, don't forget, dear, that one wonderful day when we met, dear, the world often was blue, clover and hearts carefree. Just one hour, just one flower from love's faded bouquet. Kisses that came with the flame of springtime, burning your name in my heart.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, said he. And where are you going, my pretty lady? I'm going out walking on the banks of the stream, just to see the waters glide and hear the nightingale sing. They had not been standing but a minute or two when out of his knapsack the fiddle he drew, and the tune that he played made the valleys all ring. Oh, hark, cried the maiden, hear the nightingale sing.
Songs with the same name, the folk standard One Morning in May and the jazz standard One Morning in May. Alison Brown preceded by Janice Carnes this morning at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great network of radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
In the shadow of the golden arches stands a cold and empty store. Mom and Pop first opened up back in 1944. Serving ice cream sodas, they had a bell above the door. And homemade pie and coffee, a black and white tile floor. But Mom and Pop don't work here no more. Well, there used to be more flavor in this country that I roam, but I feel like I'm a stranger, no place to call my home. I can eat the same cheeseburger from New Mexico to Maine. The same darn cup of coffee, just a link in someone's chain. No mom and pop don't work here no more. Just bury me on Main Street on the south side of the square. Outside an old-time diner, if you can still find one there. Where the waitress calls you darling, even though she knows your name. And you'll leave a better man than when you came. Did our forefathers see it coming? Are they rolling in their grave? No, that's just the bulldozers. They got a parking lot to pave. Cause they're putting in another strip mall. More outlet stores, how nice. Last year's sweatshop clothing at a fraction of the price. No mom and pop don't work here no more. Just bury me on Main Street on the south side of the square. Underneath a big marquee. And you can put these words up there. Here lies the son of everyone made casualties of this war. No mom and pop don't work here no more.
Mom and pop don't work here no
more. Mom and pop don't work here no
more. Mom and pop don't work here
no more. Mom and pop don't work here no
more. Mom and pop done closed up shop.
That's Antsy McLean and the Trailer Park Troubadours. Our Haiku is coming up in just a moment, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
Pittsburgh Community Television, PCTV, joins you in supporting SLB Radio. PCTV is a nonprofit organization that provides community members and organizations access to media production resources and programming opportunities that empower, educate, and enhance the community. More information is available at pctv21.org.
We hope that you'll join us today. If you have time, stop by our studios anytime between 10 and 1 o'clock. We're co-located in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. No admission is required. You can catch part of the live broadcast, even say hello on the radio. You also can check out a classical music ensemble from North Hills Middle School. They perform right at the beginning of that period at 10:05. Award-winning teen writer Elaine Gombos will be here to talk about one of her recent essays that won an award. And at 11 o'clock, singer-songwriter Brad Yoder will be on hand. All part of today's Remake Learning Days open house between 10 and 1 o'clock. If you can't make it today, May 6th, join us May 13th between noon and 2. You can tour our studios, or better yet, you can reserve studio time. And I suggest you do that in advance. We have family podcasting taking place on May 13th, all free between noon and 2. And if you go to slbradio.org, you can reserve a time slot in our studio to make your very own podcast. More information about SLB Remake Learning Day's events is available at slbradio.org. slbradio.org. We're proud to be part of the Remake Learning Network. And also make sure you be on the lookout for Remake Learning Day Youth Ambassadors trained by SLB. They'll be previewing and reporting on this year's events throughout the coming weeks. Mrs. Edwards, the Gordon Lightfoot song you requested is coming up next. First, our Haiku for today. Ricky, have you completed the official audit of the Haiku? We've checked. Here come 17 syllables leading to one answer. Actually, in this case, you might want to think of it as four answers. These four U.S. states have N as their last letter. Do you know their names? These four U.S. states have N as their last letter. Do you know their names? It's a speaking haiku. It's directly telling us what we're supposed to figure out. And if you can come up with the answer, here's hoping you'll share it with us at 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975, or 1-888-752-7234. Why not make today the first day that you call? We're here live, and we'd love to hear from you. By the way, Dust Bowl Jack gave us a coronation update. London is 5 hours ahead of Eastern time. It's raining, surprise, surprise, but there has been a crowned king. Thank you, Dust Bowl Jack. Here is our high clue. One more time for you. These four U.S. states have N as their last letter. Do you know their names? 412-200-5975. Good luck. A Saturday Light Brigade charge comes your way if you're able to come up with the correct answer.
I'm sailing down the summer wind. I've got whiskers on my chin, and I like the mood I'm in. As I while away the time of day in the lee of Christian Island, tall and strong she dips and reels. I call her Silver Heels, and she tells me how she feels. She's a good old boat, and she'll stay afloat through the toughest gale and keep smiling. But for one more day, she would like to stay in the Christian Island. I'm sailing down the summer day, where fish and seagulls play. I put my troubles all away, and when the gale comes up, I'll fill my cup with the whiskey of the Highlands. She's a good old ship, and she'll make the trip from the lee of Christian Island. Island.
When the summer ends, we will rest again in the lee of Christian Island.
Had a lawyer, lawyer's name was Bill. Bill said to William, have you made your will? Will said, what will it cost? How long will it take? Bill said, I will not know until I bake that cake. When will Will's will be done? When will Will's will be done? When will Will's will be done? First thing in the morning. When will Will's will be done? When will Will's will be done? When will Will's will be done? First thing in the morning. Days, months, years went by, Will's will had not arrived. Wondered if he'd get his will while he was still alive. One day a letter lay on his windowsill. Will, I cannot do your will until you pay your bill.
When will Will's will be done? When will Will's will be done? When will Will's will be done? First thing in the morning. When will Will's will be done? When will Will's will be done? When will Will's will be done? First thing in the morning.
Will's heart was troubled, he knew not what to do. Found a Pentecostal church and sat down in a pew. Preacher made the altar call, Will sat there pouting. Preacher said, thy will be done, when Will jumped up shouting.
When will Will's will be done? When will Will's will be done? When will Will's will be done? First thing in the morning. When will Will's will be done? When will Will's will be done? When will Will's will be done? First thing in the morning. When will Will's will be done? When will Will's will be done? When will Will's will be done? First thing in the morning.
Matt Wotroba at the Saturday Light Brigade. And Gordon Lightfoot did Christian Island, especially for Mrs. Edwards in Monroeville. We're trying to get to a lot of your requests for Gordon Lightfoot. And there have been many, and we'll do our best to do so. Here again is our haiku, if you would like to join us. These four U.S. states have N as their last letter. Do you know their names? 412-200-5975, the number. I'll acknowledge the correct answers thus far, but give you another chance to call and share yours with us or to text us. Kathy in Tionesta is sharp today. She has Washington, Oregon, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Those are the answers that we came up with. And Jim, I stole your thunder just now by revealing those answers. Sorry about that.
I'll get over it.
Oh, I know. They just came. It kind of came out of my mouth. The filter got removed for a second, which is terrible when that happens. But it always reminds me of Bill Luker and I being on the air back in maybe 1979 or 1980, and saying nobody has the answer to the Green Bay Packers question yet. having given, so, oops. But, so you know these states? You did come up with them.
I had to riffle through my mental road atlas. But yes,
yes, and they are. What are they again? In case folks missed my blurting them out.
Okay, going out west, we have Washington, and just south of that, we have Oregon.
Right,
and then if you go over to the Midwest, you've got Wisconsin, and then across the lake is Michigan.
That's well done. That's it. There are not that many states whose names end in consonants. surprisingly, there are only seven others in addition to those.
You got Vermont, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Maryland.
Connecticut, Massachusetts.
I guess Kentucky would be counted as a verb, as a noun.
I forgot Massachusetts. So that's eight.
Okay. New York. Illinois.
You mentioned Y
Arkansas,
before.
Kansas.
There's one with a Y in it. You know, there are more. I didn't have Kansas either, and then there's Arkansas.
Arkansas. Texas. Yep. There's a few.
Yeah, there are more than a few.
Utah.
I'm looking to see how many there are all together. Utah is definitely one.
Yeah. Now, the H is silent, of course, but
it still counts. Have you been to any of these states that end in N, Michigan or Wisconsin?
Yes,
to Michigan.
I've been in Michigan. Been to Massachusetts, New York, of course, Maryland, Texas, Washington. That's about it.
I'm looking to see how many. There are 16 states that end with a consonant, according to a quick internet search. So that's way more than I had in my notes. I should have thought a little bit harder. Do you know that if you were to go to somebody and just say, write down all 50 states without using any research materials, it's harder than you might think, unless you have them memorized somehow or have a really good picture of a map in your head. I've done this, and most of the time I've done it, two or three people. Well, first of all, sometimes people just look away saying, why are you asking me to do this? Most of the time people forget a few and will just scratch their head and won't be able to come up with it without a hint, which you'd think we'd be able to do that, but 50 is a lot to list.
That is true. Yeah, I thinking the map, and I just started, okay, Washington, down Oregon, California, then we'll go back up, okay, then we got Idaho, and just started working up. I just started going up and down, the crisscrossing the country, as they say.
Yes. Good to mentally observe all of that kind of stuff. Well, today is an exciting day. We have an open house today. The Children's Marathon is being run today in the city, and tomorrow is the big marathon for the city of Pittsburgh. So a lot's going on. And hope you have a good weekend planned as well.
Oh, we're getting, the family's getting together for the annual Kentucky Derby affair.
Ah.
Everybody chooses, no money is exchanged, but everybody has their favorite horse, and we cheer them on.
Well, that's very nice to be able to do that. And as you do that, mint juleps abound. I'm not sure how to make a mint julep. But I would probably take one if offered.
I think the closest we're going to get is sweet tea.
Sweet tea. That'll do it. Well, enjoy, and thank you.
Thank you,
Jim. And we had correct answers from a few other folks, too. Let's see here. Kathy, I mentioned, had Washington, Oregon, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Linda, listening in Florida this morning, also had those four correct answers, as did Jim in Black Ridge, Jen and Mark in Portersville. Nice to have you with us. Matt in Butler got it. Thanks for calling, Matt, or texting us, I should say. Tommy in Pleasant Hills has the correct answer. And Tommy in North Chesterfield got it too. He notes he lived in Oregon with Washington as his neighbor to the north. His sister lived in Wisconsin. And then he adds Michigan as our other state. John and Addie in East Deer got all four. So did Rich in Freeport. Tom in McCandless. John in Economy Borough. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to each of you for coming up with the correct answer. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in our next hour. One of Gordon Lightfoot's most enduring songs and unconventional hits is The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. A song he wrote in 1976 to tell the true story of a shipwreck on Lake Superior that occurred in 1975. The wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald is unusual for a few reasons. One, his recording was over 6 minutes long, more than twice the length of a typical pop song, and it was also incredibly accurate. Called a documentarian's song. In fact, throughout Gordon Lightfoot's career, he updated the song a few times when new information came out about the shipwreck. We're going to play a version that you don't often hear elsewhere rather than his. It's Tony Rice doing The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Now the legend lives on from the Chippewa down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up the dead when the skies in November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from a mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. including some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. And later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? Wind in the wires made a tattletale sound, and a wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait, when the gales of November come slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook come on deck, saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." At 7 p.m., a main hatchway caved in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know you." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? Searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up, or they might have capsized. They might have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. And the iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. In a musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. Church bell it chimed, it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up the dead when the skies of November come early.
Tony Rice with his version of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald from the album Tony Rice Sings, Gordon Lightfoot. Tommy, thank you for sending a mint julep recipe. Not only is this a nice recipe, but Ricky, we have every ingredient in this. A quarter cup of mint leaves, a cup of bourbon, a tablespoon of fine sugar. Crush the mint leaves, add the bourbon, and distribute in four old-fashioned glasses. Ice is optional. Garnish with two or three mint leaves. This is possible. We'll need to think about that. Not now, however. It's kind of like bourbon helper. I've never been a fan of bourbon, but it's bourbon helper, all of those other things. We could try that just... Well, we'll see. Thank you, Tommy. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including Audio Now, where you can listen by telephone at 641-793-5122.
Come on in, I listen when I tell you how I feel. Gonna play that thing, yet I'm gonna make it real. It's just like I told you just the other day. Yeah, all I wanna do is play that thing when you look at me that way. Face and hear you scream out, play that thing.
Play that thing. Me too, I'll be playing that crazy thing, yeah. Oh, now baby, I don't play that thing just to make you happy. Well, I'll do anything, yeah. Oh, 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 now baby, I don't play that thing. Any way to stop me, that's all I wanna do is play, yeah, that thing.
That is the High Water Jug Band here at the Saturday Light Brigade, kicking off this hour. And in just a few moments, the Soundhound is going to be by to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge if you can identify the sound that we'll play.
The Northside Cross.